status, you bitch, I'm available. You wanna battle, I'm available. I'm blowing up like an inflatable. I'm undebatable, I'm unavoidable. I'm unevadable, I'm on the toilet bowl. I got a trailer full of money and I'm paid for. I'm not afraid to pull them. Man, stop.
All right, M stopped just in time. We're going to go live to courtside in King Cove. Here's Amy Mack on KSDP.
Thank you, Virgil. I'm here with Derek Wilson. Thank you for that. We're here with the King Cove Chief Jacks hosting the Unalaska Raiders. Oh, goodness. Oh.
Wow. Was the end of the first
quarter. Yeah, sorry. We're a little late. We had some miscommunication. We thought the game started at 10:30. It started at 10. But anyway, it's 1-17 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. Just the start of the second quarter. We have not quite a full bench for our T-Jacks. We're missing Zachary Kazakin's not here with us this week.
Uh-oh. Looks like Riley's still out.
Not his choice. He would play yesterday if he could, but
oh, goodness.
Coach running into
heal up.
Yeah, friend. Make that ankle stronger. So we have Braden Brandle, Brian Eichley, Elia Lind, Jager Sean, Brandle, and Tommy Cash. That's our
T-Jack string. And then for the Unalaska Raiders, it's
good luck.
Jonas Nardo, 12th grader, and Miko Avila, 11th grader, and Nate Tungle, 12th grader, Peter De Guzman, 10th grader, Herwin Roldell, 10th grader, and Stephen Newen, 9th grader, and Bio B is 11th grader, and Sam Asan, 10th grader. And
five of those guys are in. I'm not sure what
you're
in hard last night. Yeah. I wasn't paying attention to any names and numbers last night, so try our best to deliver those to you today.
And T-Jacks are wearing their black and gold numbers. And the Alaska Raiders are wearing their white jerseys with looks like black numbers.
Blue.
Or blue.
Dark
okay.
blue.
Dark blue. Okay.
Either way.
Okay, second quarter's on here. We got Braden up on top here trying to make a play going.
Ooh, long pass over to Tommy Cash in the corner. Gives it back to Braden for three.
No good.
Good.
Rebound by Alaska. Number 22, Steven, has got the ball. Number 4.
Swings it over.
John. 24.
Oh,
there's a lot of ball movement, and they got it in to the inside, and they were able to get a basket off. So the score is 19-1 on Alaska Raiders. They're leading. Braden Brunel here taking it down again.
Gives it over to Eichley. Eichley trying to get past his defender. Unalaska playing a man defense.
Jager picks his back to Brian. Brian got it for
nice
two.
Nice pass out and the foot back in from Jager. Gets it to Brian. Cutting in. Good for 2 points. 3:19. And that Esnardo to B. Nice baseline pass again. He'll give it back out.
And oh, number 44 goes in for the shot. Oh, good. Oh, Tommy Cash gets the rebound. He's struggling for it. Jump ball.
Tommy Cash and
good play.
Both get that rebound.
Elia's getting subbed in. Tommy Cash
goes out for our eighth grader. White ball. Possession will stay on that side with the Raiders. Let's see. Pass over to 24 there. Bring it all the way to the other side. That's Nardo.
And these Raiders are really, really
all the
handling
back
the ball really well. Oh, shot up. No good.
Rebound by
Brian. Brian inks down to Braden. Braden has finished shot 3-point line. Misses. Oh, this was out of balance. On Alaska ball.
So still 3:19 in favor of the Raiders.
6:26 left to go in the first half here.
Let's see, who's that coming down with it?
4, John.
Pass over to B. Be back. They gotta get over on the. They're still on the.
Yeah, they're gonna
build
it. Oh, back over.
Got past the half court line.
Oh, we weasel it into those defenders.
To B. At the top. Back to Esnardo. He had open three. He takes it.
No good.
Good. down by the Raiders, but back
shot
up.
Shot again. Oh, foul. Foul by.
I'm sure it's Brian. The foul puts the Villa on the line for a couple shots.
Did they say that foul was on three?
I couldn't. I see 12 on the board. I don't know if they changed.
Oh, 12. Okay.
18 fouls for the Sea Jets.
Oh, first shot is no good by the Villa.
Second is up and good. 23. Raiders having the lead this whole game. Let's hope the T-Jacks can.
They are pulling away ever so slowly here. The T-Jacks struggling to just make
nice
them another
Brian.
He
should have hit that shot.
He was going to look like, but he didn't open first and just to be a good team player, look like.
Yeah.
So he got to get an even a better shot than the.
When it was up in the air, all he had to do was put it up and pass it out, causing a turnover.
Okay, number 20. Raulio.
He takes it down, swings it over to the side. One long pass
back
out. Out.
The top. Triples in, shoots. No good. Rebound by Eichley.
Braden trying to regain control there. He does bring just to the top. Got a man down. He's okay.
Oh, no. Terrible by on last number 12. Got it here. Dribbling down the pass. Pass it back to him.
Nice.
Oh, number.
Couple passes in and out. We have Elia limping off.
Well, Nate just made that shot.
Falls down.
He's just got a small limb. Oh, no.
Yeah.
One of the taller players.
Coach Trapper's going to call timeout so he can get a sub in for him.
Not playing 100% right now, T.J.
Well, let's hope that he's okay because we only have one guy on the bench for our T.J. And if one guy's out, we have no bench.
We
with
four.
18 fouls right now.
Yeah. They better watch their fouls.
Yeah, we want to
just play good basketball. We should have no problem.
Let's see. Still 3:22.
5 minutes and 13 seconds for the first half. It's going to be Kinko Ball.
Yeah.
Coming in. All the players are back on the court here. Okay, pass it in. And now Braden has the ball. He's taking it down. T-Jacks are trying to set up a play, looks like.
Brian's going to bring it past the half-court line, pass over to Jager. Jager back to Braden. Yes. Ooh, it looks like he wanted to shoot.
Tommy shoots.
Oh,
no good. Almost went in, though.
22 with the rebound.
22. Oh, number 20. Tried to go up. Herwin tried to go up, but he couldn't make the shot. But he does draw a shooting foul, right? And he'll be going to the line.
After this, besides an offensive over shooting for
goodness.
Next
5 minutes,
yep. Oh, you're not looking there. Oh. But that was a shooting foul, so he gets two shots.
First one goes up. It is good. It is good.
23-3. The Raiders with a 20-point lead over the T-Jacks. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, good.
That foul's on number three. That foul's on Brian.
Oh,
Brian
no.
Forced foul.
Brian forced foul. Oh, goodness. He
owes me $5 if he fouls out.
Might have to be owing you $5, I think. Right. Hopefully he watches himself the rest of the game.
Okay. Got a foul, push foul. Oh, number 14, Kuzmin. Inbound pass by the T-Jacks.
Oh, almost
tips
it away.
Almost. Let's swing it all the way over to Brian on the other side. Brian's going to drive, pass back out to Memphis. Long pass to Tommy.
Back to Brian. Brian goes up. He's got a fadeaway shot, and it's no good. Darn it.
Oh, no. That's number five.
That's just
fifth foul. Oh, goodness.
Oh, no.
Hey, can I take all the questions here? My friends are having a hard time hearing you guys.
Sure.
Volume up.
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Rock this place.
Yeah. Turn it up a little bit. Turn it up a little mixture.
Okay, that was Brian.
Yeah, he's finally.
His foul. He'll take the seat.
Now that
we're going to play with four.
Write that down. Five bucks. Game.
FYI. Brian owes me five.
Okay, number 20.
I keep paying five last night. He made him a bet. It's a dollar a foul. And if you don't foul out, I'll give you five.
Oh, good.
I'll give him $5 back.
He must have lots of money. Oh, first shot for number 20 is good. Got the line.
3-25, 4-27 left
he
here in the
a good shooter.
First half.
They're going to be able to draw the foul and use this as to their advantage.
Well, and our boys are making it easy for them to get fouls.
Yeah, I know. Both shots
went in. Good. 23-point lead for the Raiders, 3-26.
4-23 left in the first half.
Brian, Braden, Tommy Cash, and Memphis in for the T-Jack pass over to Memphis. Right back to Braden.
Oh,
it goes under
his leg. Almost a
throw. Swiped out. Let's hope
that was a good job.
They're fouling to a minimum here. We have 10 team fouls for the T-Jacks. One T-Jack already fouled out. Obviously, we know five of those 10 fouls were Brian. Timeout being called.
Boy, oh boy, I tell you what, this weather sure whipped up yesterday after the game. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, we're going like we'll have the Raiders here for about 4 days.
Looks like, yeah, with this wind coming up, oh, goodness, I'll tell you what.
And their runway is just going to be oatmeal.
Oh, of course. You're going to be able to scoop that up and eat it up and eat it up. That's always smokestacks.
No, I wouldn't suggest landing a plane here today. But that's okay. We love company.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of company, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah. Good friends.
Yeah, I see the T-Jacks and the Raiders are getting their tech strategies under control here. Get everybody all on the same page. And we're going to start playing some basketball here.
4-10 left here in the first half.
Looks like the crowds are finally starting to slowly come in to watch this game.
Yeah, we've got a handful of people. There's plenty of room here on the bench if you're at home listening. Come join us. All right.
We are going to get on.
I see Elliot untying his shoes there. Hopefully we'll see him again, but of course if he's not good, leave him out. Dutch Harbor with the ball now. Baseline.
Ooh, drives baseline it in, drive. And he shoots. He finds the shot, and it's good.
24-B, giving a 25-point lead to the Raiders. 28-3 as Braden brings it past the half-court line. Looks like he wants to drive. He just can't get in there.
He can't get in. There's a lot of white. So much white going
down to the Raiders.
The paint.
Number 14 with the ball. Kuzmin brings it past the half-court line. Swings it over. Baseline pass again. And they will drive.
Another drive shot. It doesn't make
just
it this time.
Just a little
time.
Under the hoop. Braden
pushing
rebound.
Really hard. Coming down. Shot.
Braden for three.
No good.
Almost hits his own rebound.
Amazing hustle by Braden.
Yes, these boys are going pretty quick.
They really
baseline.
Want to. Ah, there you go.
Those guys are utilizing us having four players and that baseline being open.
Boy, oh boy, I tell you what. Yeah, definitely puts a damper. You got to step up your game. Each player does if there's a man down here. Yeah, Elia is not looking like he's ready to go back.
He's looking like he's trying to walk it off. We'll see what happens. Tommy Cash with the ball for the T-Jacks. Pass over to Braden. Braden waiting for his men to move. Get it off to Memphis. Memphis back to Braden. Braden bringing it to the top. He'll shoot the three. No good.
Yeah, 24 rebound of the Raiders. That's the 14-14.
And
starts taking it down.
Swings it over. Back to Bay at the three-point line.
Looks like he wants to take it, but he passes it up to 14. Goes in the inside.
Goes for
the shot. Does not make it.
No good. Rebound.
Well, 24 really knows how to get in there and get that inside shot.
Got to watch out for him. Braden will get the rebound. Bring him down pretty slow.
Looks like the T-Jacks are a little bit confused on what they're supposed to do, but it is a new.
I know. They just got to stop focusing on what their play should be doing and some basics.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Just passing the ball.
Yeah.
And getting an open shot is all they really need to do here.
Braden at the top of the three-point line, waiting for somebody to move. Nobody's moving. Screen by Jagger.
Oh, no look.
Over
to
pass to Tommy.
Back to Braden. traffic, looking around, trying to find something to do here.
Tries to get another screen up to get it out to Tom.
Back to Jagger.
Jagger wants to shoot it. Oh, he's looking like they're just looking for a three-point shot.
Trying to find something, anything. Oh, Memphis is defending in.
There's a three-point shot.
It is good.
Up and good.
It's 6-28 at 1:24 left in the first half.
Kuzman for the Alaska Raiders. Over to Sevilla, back to Kuzman for three. Well, that one's good.
That one went right in.
Could have done without that, but 6-31 now. About a minute left here in the half.
That shot was a good one by number 14. Kuzman, yeah.
Braden for three.
Another three-point in a happy place. Did not make it this
rebound
time.
Rebound by the Raiders. Kuzman will bring it down. Over to Tungo. Over to number 10. That's Sevilla for three.
3 point. No good. Rebound Braden.
Pull it down. 45 seconds left. Boys playing a little bit quicker. And they'll get it past the half-court line and slow down. Get it over to Tommy. Tommy back to Braden. 30 seconds left. Braden will drive. Get it out to Tommy. Pass for three.
That was good. Good shot by Tommy.
9-31, just 20 seconds left as Kuzman dribbles down. Nice and slow. Brings it past to his side. Over the baseline, pass to 24B.
I got 10 seconds left. It looks like they're really trying to make a play here.
Kuzman for three.
One shot, looks like.
No good now. They have to foul on that.
3.7 seconds left, and they got a foul. It's a 3-point foul.
Shooting three.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Oh, that's three fouls on Memphis, too.
Oh, no.
So, that foul puts Cesar D. Kuzman on the line for three shots. His first one is up and good.
That was a good shot.
Yeah, it was nice. 32-9. The second.
No good.
Just
a smidge
short.
A little bit too hard. If you want a smidge less power on, he would have went right in.
He's too tough.
He's just too strong.
There it is.
And good. That one goes in.
33-9.
They have one shot left, and if they can hurry down, he can shoot.
Jagger.
Other shot. No good.
Sean with that shot. So that buzzer will end the first half, 9-33 in favor of our visiting Alaska Raiders. We'll go ahead and cut it to you for some music and underwriting, and then we'll get back to you in about 10.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's a rainy day out here in Sandpoint. The Raiders doing very well against the T-Jacks. T-Jacks fighting hard against the overpowered 2A squad. See if they can't change things up a little bit in the second half. You're on KSTP. We're going to say thanks to our sponsors, come back at you with some music and some more. Stay tuned.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Thank you, Austin. I don't think we had a score change yet, so still 9-33 in favor of the Raiders. Braden Brandle with the ball for the T-Jacks. He's trying to get past his defender. Pass out to Memphis Mack. Oh, and as we saw,
turned over.
Him.
Turned over by Nate. Number 14.
Tungo. No.
And they could not make a shot. It will be on Alaska Raiders' ball again.
They'll get it right underneath their hoop.
Elia Lynn came back
in.
Back.
We got five. Inbound pass. Kuzman.
Swing it around town. That's a bigger shot. Good job.
Pass over to Braden. The paint, he puts it up. No good.
No good. Raiders got the rebound. A lot of back and forth action, but no plays and no stops have been made here.
The ball for the Raiders. They'll get it. Let's swing it right back to Kuzman.
Doing a little back and forth action. He shoots a first.
3-point shot by number 10.
Not
the villain. No good.
2 got it. Going for a short shot. He does not make
goodness.
It.
very noticeable over the back. He kind of gave him a little back hug.
Not really something you want to do when there's a rest down in the middle while you're doing it. But so he's going to be King Cove Ball. Jigger Sean's in.
Jigger, happy.
Bring it to give Violet. It to Braden.
Braden's telling him where he should be. Big brother. Action there.
Slowly taking it down the court he is here. Jigger Sean.
Over to Jagger. Jagger.
Oh, tried to find the pass, but he could not get it into give it back to his brother.
Over to Memphis. Memphis brings it back to the top.
Hard defending. Lots of white down.
Yes, that'll have to play in the tight man deep end. That's over to Jagger.
Oh, no, good. Rebound by Unalaska. Number 14.
9-33, 5:50 left in the third quarter. Nice shot by number 14.
Oh, Tommy Cash got the rebound. Could not get that shot to go in.
Braden
goes for a three-point shot. No,
good.
Tries to get his rebound, but it went back. Oh, man, and Unalaska got the rebound.
Number 24, B. Kuzman.
Up. They're trying to communicate, trying to see where he put the ball.
Nice.
Oh, what, right in the got back out. Back out to the...
Brings it all the way back out and around.
10-point
shot.
And it is no good. Tommy Cash got the rebound.
Again. Oh,
pass to Memphis. Dished it right to Memphis. Oh, he could not get the ball.
Oh, he
got
the baseline, put up a shot.
Oh, no good.
Rebound by...
Number 14. Looked like something or another. Anyways, the Raiders got the ball. They got it on their court.
B to... Just passing it right back. Number 44.
Number 44 looking for a shot, and it is good.
On the court. Of course, that's going to happen. He's a big guy.
Score is 35-9. 4:45 left in the third quarter.
Braden slowly bringing it past the half court. Gets it to Brick Jagger.
Man, it looks like a totally different team, these two teams here this first half of the second half. They're really trying hard. Hustling there.
Boys.
Ago, but this game seems like they're not really letting too much slide.
All right, we could be louder. They're way down there now, but T-Jack with the ball. Pass over to Memphis. Memphis to Jagger.
Jagger's looking for somebody to throw it to.
That's to Braden. That two-point shot he wanted. Oh, and it's up and no good.
Up, Jersey got the rebound. Going back up, and it is no
Memphis.
Good.
Memphis goes up, no good.
Number 44, Sam. Oh, the
12.
Well, they exchanged.
There's that baseline.
Hands,
oh, nice.
Oh, got it in. He got a good
number
shot.
12.
Oh. Score is 44-17. 3 seconds left. Are they going to be able to make another shot?
Ooh.
Oh, no. Good.
Jagger shot with an old buzzer beater.
And that is what a third quarter looks like for this game.
Yep.
44-17.
In case you missed it, our boys are playing with five. We have a couple of... One ineligible player, one player injured, and one fouled out. So we have five. We're glad to have Elia back. He rolled his ankle in the first or second quarter.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's 100%, but he's actually out there
like
trying.
Though,
he's trying. That's all that counts.
Some credit
there. Hopefully he doesn't hurt it any worse either, though.
I know. We got regionals coming up.
When is regionals?
I don't know. Soon.
Nice.
No, I think next week the boys go to Sandpoint. And the week after is regionals. Our boys go to Togiak.
Okay.
Our girls go to Sandpoint.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah, so that should be fun.
I see that the rookies are gone, but I see that there's a few other rookies here.
Well, we do have a team of 13, so we can't take them all.
I gotcha.
They went and took the JV.
Oh, the junior varsity. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, good deal. Well, hopefully they're doing good. I couldn't quite get the first game down. I'm not sure how they're doing this game here.
I don't know. They're playing. They play at the same time, so I don't know how they're doing. We wish them luck, though.
Yeah, I hope they win.
Yeah. They did lose last night.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I heard it was a low-scoring game, but I didn't even get the score.
I'm sure they played just as hard as they
could. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they played hard. Oh,
yeah.
Anything that you say about rookies, it's not going to be that they're not trying. And
right.
Not any. Yeah. They are a pretty good team.
Right.
All right. Looks like we're going to get ready to play some basketball here again. Unalaska Raiders got the ball here.
Unalaska with the ball. Pass over to 22.
Oh, it's zoomed it all in.
Yeah, he didn't have to.
Baseball.
44, and it's no good. Oh, Julie got the rebound.
Where? Such a big guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a monster.
Braden, with that rebound, he's going to go all the way, looks like.
Look, he's trying to get it. Johnny gets the shot, and
nice.
It is good.
And one. Gets a foul, and an extra shot. Let's see if he can make
Braden
that a three-point play.
Score is 19, King Cove, on the last of 44.
Foul on Nate Tungle.
We are in the fourth quarter.
Braden zero fouls for our T-Jacks. Good for them.
And that
the
is
first
awesome.
Half, but we have 10. Oh, so.
First shot was no good, and it is a live ball on Alaska Raiders side. They bring it down.
Over to Sevilla. Sevilla, long pass. They'll swing it all the way back to Tungle. Baseline pass to 24 and into the big guy. No good.
Looks like
he's
going to lose
the
scrimmage, but he doesn't think he's going to stop trying.
Braden will bring it all the way down with that rebound, and
no.
It goes in
good.
And out.
That was like a toilet bowl.
Give him a 1 point for that.
And then out.
But we had 22 with it.
Oh, a cross-court pass. Almost tipped off by Tommy Cash, but he couldn't get it.
They get it.
Number 12 shoots, and it is no good.
Three,
44
no good.
Gets
44 the rebound. He's going to go in.
And he's got it.
Yeah, that time.
Now he's feeling better, looks like. Running a full sprint back down to go defend this T-Jack ball here.
Jagger Sean bringing it down. Finds Braden. Braden trying to make something happen. Pass down to Memphis at the baseline.
Oh, no good.
So
oh, he
good.
Tried. It looked like it was going to go in.
That was a good look by Braden. Memphis was just a little off.
Make some substitutes here. Number 24 for 14 is in now. Caesar. Braden got the ball. Took
back
to 44. He's going down. He's running.
Oh,
can he keep it? Oh, he's got to travel.
Well, you know, he is a post player. He's not used to
running
that far.
Yeah. But you know what? He was
still
trying and it looked good.
Though.
Yep. We're still having a good time.
Jake Sharon brings it past the half court. Into Tommy at the side there. Tommy to the top, taking a look around. Finds Braden. Braden will bring it back to the top. Oh, trying to get it down. They do get a pass.
Oh, couldn't get it.
Up and no good.
Oh, number 14 pushing hard. Number 10, he couldn't get a hold of the ball. Pass to 14.
Caesar.
And that's Caesar, yeah. 12. Nate. 10. Mika.
He'll drive.
Oh,
he knocked out of his hands.
Looks like it'll be a King Cove foul.
Braden.
Number 40, Braden Brandel.
First foul.
He's not in any kind of trouble here. What's on Alaska's ball?
They're going to take it out under their hoop here. Don't hit me. Inbound pass 2:14 under there. In and out. Sam with the rebound. Back up to 22. Now 12 with the ball. Oh, passing it around the perimeter. I think they're waiting for T-Jack to come out on their defense. And there's that baseline pass.
Good job defending. They aren't getting any good shots.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're going to want to go right.
Good job.
Right to Jacob. That's what we want to see.
Got the Braden going down. He shoots
a
three-pointer. And it's good.
Nice shot.
The score is now 22-46, 5 minutes, 5 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And on Alaska Raiders' ball here. Looks like number 40 again.
30. Four on him, I think. Foul on.
Let's see here.
See if that'll change. I don't know who that was. Yeah.
All right.
We're not counting fouls anymore.
No. Okay, we got on Alaska. Got the ball here. Go up. Try to get it inside there.
I don't know what's going on. We got some crackling going on. No, I think it's me, but.
Hello. Okay. Well, looks like.
Hey, guys. Going to interrupt that song by Mr. Cash and just give you the quick announcement. The game is over. The Raiders won 54-27. Again, 54-27 is the final score for the Unalaska Raiders. The boys take home two wins. They won last night as well against the T-Jacks. They won today against the T-Jacks. And again, final score, 54-27. I apologize for all the technical hiccups. It's the time of year where we just have to deal with these satellite situations. And again,